Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. I'm the president and owner of David Rothstein Music. Our website is www.drsmusic.com. This program was designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give real insights from top professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great insights how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let me know, and we'll be more than happy to take that into consideration. And we hope you enjoy today's radio show. Thank you. Our guest today is John Zale. He is an expert videographer, and we're glad to have him on the show. His phone number is 708-687-7788, 708-687-7788. And their website is ChicagoCinematicWeddings.com. Let me tell you a little bit about John's background. John Zale has been involved in video production industry since the mid-80s, when most products were delivered on VHS tapes. I remember those things. As the executive producer, John teams with local and national talent to produce video and short films to assist small, medium-sized businesses and market their companies on the web. John continues to be involved with the wedding film industry as creative director of the Chicago Cinematic Weddings, a local video and film production company owned by Scott and Barb Sheeman. Chicago Cinematic Weddings specializes in same-day wedding films where highlights of the wedding day are shown at the reception. John is also involved in the video education both in the Midwest as well as nationally through professional groups such as the Illinois Videographers Association as well as the Wedding and Event Videographers Association. We are thrilled to have John on our program.
Thanks, David. It's a thrill to be here. Appreciate you asking me.
Great. So let's go through some of the insights and get some great information about why people should have a videographer for their wedding and how to get the best results for their particular event. How did you get started?
Well, it was a combination of two things. Number one, I was working at a retail video location when cameras first became popular, two-piece systems where the deck and the VHS tape was on one and the camera was a separate piece and there was a cord that went between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also, like yourself, in a wedding band. And so, you know, every weekend we were doing weddings, but we were only doing the reception. And as the industry started evolving and people started having their wedding videotaped, I just found that I enjoyed doing that more so than the wedding band. So I switched gears,
mm-hmm.
and I would spend a whole day at a wedding instead of, you know, just the reception.
Interesting. So you really had you've seen weddings in a lot of different perspectives on both sides of actually performing and then the actual recording of it. So.
Yes, I have. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's been a lot. Of, you know, I think I'm over 800 weddings right now that I've been at in one form or the other.
Incredible, incredible. What are some of the misconceptions people have about including video as an important part of their wedding planning?
Well, hopefully people have a sense of humor when they ask me that question because I typically respond and I say let me compare it to your dinner. At your wedding reception, would somebody ever think of having food without having a beverage? And the reality is everybody will look at you like you're strange or they'll say, no, you know, of course I'm going to, you know, have coffee, water, soda, beer, you know, whatever. Well, I think it's similar with photography and videography. Unfortunately, photography has been around for over 100 years and our industry is, you know, coming up right around 30 or so. So for 70 years, you only had photography. So it'd be like having a dinner without beverages, and then all of a sudden now you're having, you know, beverages. So it's taken a little while longer for videography to catch on. Photography is about professional photography, we're talking in these cases. Surveys show it's about 90 to 92% at a wedding, where professional videography is somewhere between 25 and 30%. So we're not at as many weddings, but ironically, four different surveys that I've seen done after the wedding shows that the lack of a professional video is the number one regret from the newlyweds. So they don't pay much attention to us or enough attention to us beforehand, but afterwards, after all that excitement and all the cool stuff happens, and they only have, you know, a flash here and there, then they regret it. Or they've had Uncle Bob come along and, you know, he's off getting a drink or he's doing something. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He's not anticipating. He's a guest and he doesn't capture everything.
Okay.
So,
and some of the misconceptions I found in speaking with some brides in the past, and I'm sure you've come up against this as well, is that back in the day, even like 10, 15 years ago, people would be, they'd have a videographer, and he'd be on some giant tripod, like right in the middle of the dance floor with a huge spotlight, and people would be like, oh, wow, excuse me, and it would just be such an obtrusive type of thing. And thanks to technology, it's certainly become much, much less of an intrusive thing at all. And the technical aspects of it have improved so much that now someone can be there with a far smaller camera, being able to walk around, being able to capture things in a much more of a natural format without having to be something that, like I talked about, really
sure.
intrusive on the dance floor and to what's really happening, and is really a bit more of a silent observer as opposed to something that's, you know, almost like a star of the reception.
Well, exactly. Technology has changed, especially camera technology, you know, from what you're talking about over the years. Cameras are more sensitive. But you don't want to think that you can't use any light. It really depends. I mean, you're, of course, being in a band, you know, you're used to the reception. So, you know, what's the ambience going to be? You know, what's the hall going to do? What kind of lighting is there? And we can get pretty darn low with, you know, a 10 or a 20-watt light versus, you know, like you said, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we were using 600 watts, you know. So, it's definitely changed for the most part, you know, in terms of that. But what hasn't changed is the ceremony. And again, we're sort of at the mercy of wherever their ceremony is, whether it be in the hall, whether it be in a church or outside. You know, especially in a church, to talk about that for a second, you know, you're going to whatever rules and regulations the particular church has, you know, you have to follow that. We certainly, as a professional, we don't want the ceremony being stopped right in the middle because, you know, we've gone against their rules. So one of the misconceptions is that we can do anything we want at a ceremony. And up to a certain point, we try to do that. Sometimes we ask for forgiveness rather than permission, especially if we, you know there's somewhere we need to be at a certain time to catch the vows, and they're not crazy about having us be in the middle of the aisle or something. But, you want to respect the rules at the church, but you also have a job to do, and that's one of the reasons, you know, we use three cameras at the ceremony, so we don't have to be obtrusive. We don't have to move around a lot. We can get both the bride's face and the groom's face during the vows, along with a shot down the center aisle.
Okay. So one of the things you'd mentioned earlier was that the regret that a lot of couples really have later. And unfortunately, you know, this is the one moment, and you don't get a chance to recreate that. You can't go back and invite all your guests back and get your band back together, and so this is the one moment. And one thing to think about, I think, for all the brides and grooms out there is picture yourself, 20, 30 years from now, and your kids are asking you about what was your wedding like. I mean, wouldn't that be incredible to be able to time travel and be able to look back and say, this is exactly what it was like, and see, this is your grandmother here. Maybe you didn't get a chance to meet her. This is a toast from your grandfather, giving a toast at the wedding here. And think about, even for your own terms, what would you pay now to see video of your own grandparents for their wedding? How amazing would that be? So that's something to really think about, and you don't want to think about doing that or longing to have that well after your wedding, because at that point it is obviously too late, and maybe some of your friends will have some snippets on your iPhone or something, but it's certainly not going to be anything of any real value other than kind of documenting that something kind of happened there. So always trust the top professionals to get the best video for your wedding, and it's a great investment and something that is going to last your lifetime. And as time goes on, it's something that you'll have more and more value from it. It's not just a one-time thing, and then it's kind of after you've eaten that piece of tiramisu, it's gone. But this is having great video is something you'll always have, and you'll be able to pass down through generations. So that's kind of the philosophy why I think it's really important to have.
Well, exactly. And now what's happening is, like I said, for professional video, it's been around. I know somebody who's been doing it a little over 30 years. We've been doing it since 1984. And what's happened, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary a few months ago. And, mm-hmm. of course, being in the business, we had it done. People who work for me filmed it. So we can go back and look at that. And I think what happens is, in terms of bride and grooms that potentially might have, their parents might have had it done, 25 years ago, they get the value of it, but the ones who parents don't have something, to remember, they're still don't realize the value of it, but it's getting there.
Okay, great. So now we've covered a little bit of the reasons why brides and grooms should include video for their wedding day. Now let's move on to some of the more technical aspects of from a bride's perspective, of what they, how much input they have, and some of the other aspects of that. Okay,
sure.
So now they've hired you to shoot their wedding, and they're sitting down with you. They've signed a contract. What are the next steps involved with you working with them on a regular basis? Is there a timeline you have? Is there how much information do you need from them to kind of get the ball rolling?
Well, some of that's covered, in the initial meeting with them. We always like to meet in person at some point with them. A lot of stuff in today's technology, is done Skype, over the phone, over the website, through email, in terms of them getting the initial, getting to know you, and a lot of times even booking. I mean, I would say over half of our couples book with us without actually meeting with us initially, but if it's local, we do like to meet with the couple at least once before the wedding day, 4 to 6 weeks out. We also, one of the products and services that we provide is a love story, which sort of goes behind the scenes in terms of how they met, music video style. Sometimes we just do a music video. Sometimes we incorporate some interviews, reenact things. So, of course, we're meeting with them for that. There's some scripting involved and to tell that type of story. So those are the couples, to be honest, that we really get to know well because we're spending, a couple days shooting and interviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
But for the other couples, yes, you find out some of the details on the wedding day, of their wedding day, some of the things that they might be doing that's a little bit different, something that they've seen, on a friend's wedding video that they definitely want as part of it. Because like anything else, there are people who think different things are important, and we can sort of tell that when we film the day, but it's always good to know those things ahead of time. Grandmother is sick. Sometimes we occasionally, once or twice a year, somebody can't make it. And then so we will actually, do a webcast of the ceremony to whatever town or, place that this relative or friend, is not there. So that's another thing that, mm-hmm. we can do. I would definitely like to meet with the couple ahead of time and get details and get to know them a little bit better, not just about their wedding, but about other,
right,
where they work, all the likes, dislikes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's really a good tip for other brides and grooms that are out there that are hiring not just video, but also for their photographer as well, and on any of their other vendors, such as, our music company. The more information you can kind of give us about how you met, what's important to you. Do you want to have a very formal wedding, more casual wedding? What are some of the characters that are going to be there? Do you have a group of people from this particular college or your New York friends? The more information you have, the more we can really customize things. We actually have people fill out a whole form called Tell Us More About You. And we had a couple, for example, that that said they met at O'Hare Airport in baggage claim, and I got them a gold carry-on suitcase. They had all the wedding guests sign the suitcase, and we gave it to them as a gift. So things like that, which really make the wedding that much more of a personal, authentic, and deeper an event that everybody's sharing, you're going to get much better results. Your vendors, such as the videographer, the photographer, are going to be in the right place at the right time and focus on the things that are really important to you and important to the meaning that's behind the wedding.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the things you look at, you know, when hiring a company. For us, we're more of a boutique type studio. Mm-hmm. We only do one wedding. It's the three of us, Scott, Barb, and myself. You know, cover the day. Barb will start at the bride's house. Scott will start at the groom's location. And, you know, I start at the ceremony, you know, setting up equipment and starting there. So if we've met ahead of time, then you're more comfortable that day, mm-hmm. rather than just, you know, somebody out of the phone book showing up and,
exactly.
you know, now all of a sudden you have to get dressed in front of them, you know.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've got everything set up. You have a general idea about what the bride and groom are looking for, what their priorities are. Do you find that brides are coming to you guys a little bit more better educated than they've been maybe even 5 to 10 years ago because of all the blogs that are out there, some of the TV shows that are out there, some of the things that they've read online on social media? Do you feel that that sometimes there's some misinformation that's out there that you feel that brides are coming to you and you feel that you need to kind of correct them or show them, you know, kind of what how things really work a little bit?
Certainly not all the time, but mm-hmm. and certainly there's different stages of it. But, yes, I can, you know, a quick story. I can tell when we first started, people would ask us, you know, is there going to be sound? You know, is this in color? So the questions we get today are obviously not that kind of question, but we get the same. Sometimes it's technical. You know, sometimes it's, you know, how can I play this when I get home? But I think one of the things that probably doesn't get asked often enough and we stress, and that is the audio part of the day. Yes, you have video, but you know, how is audio going to be captured? And I don't really, you know, we don't really sit down with a bride and say, well, this is the type of microphone we're going to use.
Yeah, they don't want to know that, right?
No, they didn't really care, just like they really don't care if we're using a Canon, a Nikon, or a Sony camera.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're watching the video, especially with our same-day edits or the wedding trailers or the full film, we always use sound bites from the audio, whether it be the readings at the ceremony, the toast during the reception. So we're using those not always necessarily in their entirety, but a little bit here and a little bit there. So if, you know, Uncle Bob is halfway into the church and he's trying to record it with his iPad, you know, he's going to not really hear the vows. He's not going to hear clearly what's happening up at the reader's podium because the person in front of him is coughing, you know, and that's what he's going to capture audio-wise, not the real important parts of the day. So we take, you know, we're sort of painstakingly anal about catching audio right at the source. So we have mm-hmm. microphones all over the place, and then we use that, you know, in, well, like I said, whether it be the same-day edit, a wedding trailer for Facebook, or their full film.
And that's something that's really important. When you hire a real pro like John, it's not only just the actual collection of taking video at the actual event. A big part of it is really how you put it all together and editing and adding music and what things to include and knowing what not to include. So there's a lot of post-events work that goes into it, and that's, to me, is the real artistic aspects of what they're able to do and why hiring a professional is always, always your best bet. Your well-meaning Uncle Bob may be able to maybe he can go to Best Buy and get a big fancy camera and record some stuff, but he's not going to have any idea how to really edit it the right way, add music, how to capture the right emotion at the right time. And that's just experience of being involved with over 800 weddings, is to start to see how things really will fit together, and what to focus on, what not to focus on, and how to make sure the music all fits in beautifully. So you do get a final product that really does represent how beautiful and how meaningful your day was.
Right, and to be honest, doing all that editing and having the three people, you know, at a wedding, obviously there's more costs involved in that, so the packages won't be the same as, you know, having a single person go out and, mm-hmm. and film it. And so what our industry has come to is sort of two styles. And one is a documentary style, which is sort of a chronological, this is what happened type of day. Sort of, we call it reality. And then there's the film style, which is a dose of reality, but also you never know what's going to come next. And you're always sort of like a film, you're at the edge of the seat. And I think a good example I can give is if anybody has seen the latest Lincoln movie. You know, you could go to the History Channel and you could watch something about Lincoln's life, and that would be pretty much a chronological piece. But the movie itself had two or three different storylines going throughout the course of the movie, and it also flashed back to when he was, you know, growing up in Illinois as a senator, and you know, all the different things that happened in his life as he was a kid, and going back and forth. And so that's what we do when we do the final full film, is we will intersperse and sort of go back and forth a little bit between the ceremony, the reception, the house, so that you are you do get more emotion out of it. You're at the edge of your seat. You never know what's coming next.
Right.
And it's more interesting to watch.
Okay. And how long is the general schedule for you? Is it an 8 days, eight to 12 hours window like it is for photographers, or what? Is there different packages, or how do you?
Certainly there's different packages. There's some weddings that we do that we don't do the house. There's a lot of weddings that our day is actually longer than the photographer, where we will start, we'll find out when the photographer is starting, and we'll get there about a half hour earlier,
mm-hmm.
Just because we don't want to interfere what they have to do, but there's certain things that we need to do that, you know, the photographer is not going to do, so we do that and get it out of the way. And then, you know, again, all photographers are different. Sometimes it's, hey, the bouquet and garter is done, you know, we're gone. And sometimes that's the same with us, or we're there until the end of the night. So it really depends on the wedding. It depends on the couple. Sometimes we just film through the first couple dances, you know, and then, you know, that's it. So it really depends on the couple, depends on the package, and, you know, what's important to them. We're certainly flexible. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of package.
But there is, when you have your contract, you say it's between this hour and this hour, right? Or is it a little bit of playing by? Okay,
that's correct. Yeah, we'll have it spelled out so there's no ambiguity.
Okay.
You know, but we don't do that until, you know, having a good discussion with the bride and the groom and finding out what's important.
So the things that directly affect the cost are, is it the number of people shooting? Is it the hours? Is it the how much do they want a full-blown production? Do they want are those the main factors that come into play before you give them a final price and put together a contract?
Sure, all the above. You know, if we're going to do a same-day edit, you know, then there's definitely going to be three of us there throughout the course of the day. Typically, as I said earlier, you know, Barb starts at the house, Scott starts at the groom's house. You know, Barb's with the bride. I'm at the church, you know, running all these microphones, getting the technicals done. Once the ceremony is over, Barb and Scott continue to shoot, and I go into edit mode. And so, you know, by the time the reception is started and dinner is over or the band takes its first break, we're playing a 4 to 5 minute video that started at the house and ends with the bride and groom walking in,
wow,
being introduced at the reception. So that's part of it. We also, like I said, we have the option of doing a separate edit. If we don't do the same day edit, we can do a film trailer, which is done within about a week of your wedding, and you can put that up on Facebook. So, you know, time, you know, it's the old adage, time is money. So if we're going to spend more time doing something, then obviously that'll affect the, you know, the budget of the package.
And all this information is located on their website, which is chicagocinematicweddings.com. Once again, you can reach John directly at 708-687-7788 or email John, john@johnzale.com. Great. Okay. And now we've gone through some various technical aspects of things. What are some of the main factors that makes one videographer better than another?
Well, boy, that's a good question. You know, one of the things I think that jumps out to me right away is how the day is covered. Like I said, you know, we cover it with three people. We still do a handful of weddings every year where there's just one of us that goes out because of, you know, budget constraints. And it doesn't make for a bad product, but you are limited. You know, if during the vows, you know, we're going to be focusing on the bride's face, and so you'll sort of see from a 45-degree angle the back of the groom's head, okay? That's just the limitation of having one camera. So that's certainly one factor to consider. The other factor is, you know, is it a documentary timeline type of edit, or, you know, is there more back and forth, emotion, other things brought into it? And you'll really find that out when you go to somebody's website and you watch their video, assuming you can watch their video. I belong to a local association. I'm president of the Illinois Videographers Association. We happen to be meeting tonight. So there's 60 independent video companies that get together once a month and sort of share ideas, challenges, and everything that we face in the industry. And a year ago, we did have a meeting where we sort of went through some of the websites, and I happened to be doing it on my Mac, my MacBook Pro, and there's actually some of our members, unfortunately, whose video will not play, you know, on a MacBook, which means it won't play on an iPad and won't play on an iPhone. So that sort of gives you a little bit of a hint right away, you know, from a technology standpoint. You know, are they up with the latest technology if video doesn't even play on their website? So that's one thing to look at when you're watching. Once you, you know, get a chance to watch some of their work, how does it make you feel? You know, we're basically in the business to tell a story and to make the bride and groom look beautiful. And so, you know, does it do that? Does it make the bride and groom look beautiful? You know, there's some tears at the end of the video that you're, you know, fighting to hold back. You know, we always know that somebody's enjoyed our video, you know, when we see tears. You know, we just did a bridal show Sunday at Gaelic Park, and we actually had a couple come and pick up a wedding poster. You were talking about your luggage that you gave the couple. Well, whenever we do a full featured film package, we give the couple a 24 by 36
beautiful
poster. And so they happen to have their wedding reception Thanksgiving time at Gaelic Park. So they're in the neighborhood. So they came by to pick up their copy of it, and we also made a second copy that we were showing there. And so we actually had their video playing next to their poster. And, you know, just watching themselves on television with all the bride and grooms, you know, standing around, and occasionally we'd say, oh, yeah, a couple, yeah, turn around. Here they are.
Wow.
You
know?
So, it was. So, you know, that's the kind of thing to, you know, to look at. What kind of emotion does it, you know, does it bring out?
And really the balance that you talked about with, you know, the Illinois Videographers Association, is there is a wide range of ages and generations that are involved with that organization. And so it's really about finding the balance between somebody who's got enough experience where they really know what they're doing in terms of the technical aspects of being able to shoot the video, being able to, you know, have that innate sense of what's going to happen, but also somebody who is modern enough to have the flexibility to adapt to the current technology in terms of putting things, being able to do live edits, being able to do to get somebody a DVD of a of the wedding at that moment, or to use certain things in HD or maybe even 3D or something along those lines. But to have that balance between having all the experience, having all the technical aspects to make it happen, and being progressive enough to be able to stay on the latest trends and to use all those things to your advantage, that's really, I would guess, at least certainly if I was getting married, what I'd be looking for a videographer is to make sure that they have that balance of great experience, but also the most high-tech, cutting-edge know-how in terms of how to get the best results and the fastest way and the most meaningful and using the latest technologies. And I think being open-minded to, you know what, things have changed now. We're not using, as we mentioned in the beginning, we're not using VHS anymore. And if
correct.
You want to fight that and if you want to go kicking and screaming, you can do that. But in the meantime, the bride and groom is going to move on to somebody like John, who's extremely modern, that has the latest in technology and can offer that along with all the experience that they have.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't, you know, just because, you know, I don't know that age actually has a factor. I think it's, like you said, somebody could be doing it, you know, for 5 years and have a lot of experience. But yet, they're mm-hmm. still, that just because they've been doing it only 5 years and they're 35, doesn't mean that they're more modern. You know, one of the people I was thinking of, you know, in terms of video on their website, you know, was a younger person. You know, so yeah, age definitely doesn't have a factor in it. Other than, you know, if somebody's only been doing it for a year, they will have a limitation in terms of how many weddings they have under their belt. And, you know, that's one of the things that you need to look at is how do you react to a situation if things aren't going correctly, you know, or mm-hmm. if a photographer is in your way or, you know, the maid of honor, you know, does something where, you know, you need her to do something else. Or, you know, I mean, there's 100 different things, and unless
right.
you've gone through it or have the ability, you know, you're a people person and you're able to, you know, say, oh, well, too bad. No, that's not the answer. You want a solution, you know, to the issue, and you work to, you know, correct it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, it gets down to getting to know the couple ahead of time, and you do it and take care of it. You know, we had a wedding over the summer where I could see the bride because I was focused, the front camera focused on the couple's face, and I could see her licking her lips. I could see, you know, basically she was a few minutes away from fainting. You know, and so, you know, during part of the mass, you know, I went in the back of the church and I motioned to one of the ushers, hey, you got any bottled water back here? And he happened to have a little mini bottle of water. And I said,
right.
You want to bring it up to her? Do you want me to? He says, no, I'll take care of it. And, you know, he brought it up there and, you know, she looked a lot better after she drank, you know, she pretty much downed that sucker. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, those are just things with experience. You know, you're not afraid to take the bull by the horns and, you know, avoid the worst case scenario, which would have been, you know, watching her pass out.
Yeah, and it really is, you're right, it has nothing to do with the actual physical age of the person. It's about people that have a certain mentality of, and that balance between having the experience and knowing the technology to be able to come through. So it
right.
is absolutely that. And there are certain people that are, as you know, just in our daily life, people that are 80 years old and act like they're teenagers, and then there are teenagers that act like they're 80 years old too. So it's what's the thing, growing older is required, growing up is optional, right?
That's correct. I've heard that once, yeah.
So it's really about finding that balance between for all your vendors, somebody that's really you fit in with, that you feel really understands, who really cares about your specific event, not how many fancy celebrities they've worked for and how fabulous all the rewards are. All that matters to you is that you've got somebody who's experienced that really cares about you and your wedding and is going to give you outstanding results and make sure that all their reviews and all their work that they're showing you are things that are relatively current, recent video or recent reviews that you're seeing. So you can really see, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of philosophy is important, especially when it does come to video, because it is something that does that does evolve, and it does change. And
changes all the time. Absolutely.
So you really have to be on top of that. And along those lines, how do you go about staying on top of what the latest trends are? I know, I'm sure the Illinois Videography Association, you guys talk a lot about different trends, or maybe you see magazines. What are some of the main resources for you to stay on top of the technical aspects of it?
Well, ironically, as president of that association, I'm sort of in charge of, you know, helping our members stay on top of it. Also, for 8 years, I've been director of education for our national association, which is WEVA, Wedding, you mentioned it earlier, Wedding and Event Videographers Association. So when it comes to education and teaching, I'm not going to say I have all the resources, but, you know, I know many of them, and we help actually on a national level educate people all over the country and all over the world. 1 year we did go with a professional photography association, and we put on a show in Australia. So I was flown out to Australia,
wow,
and we put a conference together there. So, you know, there's certainly many resources on the Internet. There's, you know, your peers that you look at. You know, you put your heads together, you know, and figure out what's the best thing. We, like you said, locally we meet once a month. You know, tonight we'll be talking about, you know, music video and also a software package that, you know, takes some of the imperfections out of skin, you know, in video. Everybody talks about, hey, Photoshop, you know, and they do that for photos, but what about for video? Well, we now have some software that will do that. And so, you know, I'm actually giving that presentation and sort of showing the before and after, you know, with the software. So,
that's great.
Yeah, so we definitely have a good group of people that get together here locally, and you know, in today's world, it's easy to interact with people on a national basis as well.
And that's one of the things that you were just talking about with some of the new improvements and some of the trends that are coming up. It's very important for videographers and photographers and even musicians and other vendors is to realize that the people that we're communicating with in terms of their weddings, the brides and grooms, really have not only no background in it, but they have very little interest in learning about the new Canon 27438 and the F exposure and how this. But what they want to find out is that by using this technology will allow me to allow you to get rid of any blemishes that happen to pop up on my face or something in the background that you're able to adjust. That's the difference between like features and benefits, and it's really important for us, all of us as vendors, to be able to communicate that to our brides and grooms, not just talk about how incredible this new camera is and the latest features, but like, how does that benefit me and my wedding and the results that I'm going to get? And I think that level of communication is extremely important for all of us to really keep in mind, because that's really all the brides are looking for.
Well, exactly. And the other thing, you know, just thinking about when you're talking about technology, I don't really talk technology much with the bride and groom. If we do, it's more about once they get their product, what can they do with technology? I'm a big Apple TV fan, and especially if somebody happens to have a Mac at home for $100, they get Apple TV and they run a network, you know, run a cable or run it wirelessly, and through iTunes they can, you know, have something on their laptop or their home computer, their iMac, and play it on a 40 or 50 or 60 inch screen TV in high definition, instead of us giving them a standard definition DVD, which still is 16:9, but you know, the detail is not quite there and the colors don't pop out as well. So you know, we always encourage people to, you know, if they don't have a Blu-ray player, you know, maybe spend $100 or $60, get a Blu-ray player, get an Apple TV. You know, we'll step them through the process on how to, you know, work with that. I mean, everybody knows how to use iTunes these days, so that's really not an issue. But, you know, we'll take them through that process because we want the product to look good for them. We want to give them a nice trailer that's, you know, a couple minutes long that they can share with their friends on Facebook and social media. So, that, you know, that's all part of the package.
How long does it generally take for a couple to get their final DVD back? I know you do some same-day editing, but in terms of getting a full wedding movie? Is that something where you give them a specific date, or is it you have a general range?
Yeah, we have a range. You know, 8 to 10 weeks. That'll get it back. Again, you know, there's some couples who, you know, we just met with a couple this week that happened to be the groom's brother and future sister-in-law of the wedding from, you know, Gaylord Park. And, you know, you can tell that couple definitely wanted to be involved in the ingredients of the wedding video, not, you know, hey, this has to go here and that has to go there, but, you know, I like country and western music, or, you know, we have a big band theme, or, you know, those kinds of things. I think she commented that she'd seen every video on our website, you know. So that's a person who, you know, A, she's spending more on videography than she is on photography. So, you know, we always like to hear that. But secondly, you know, it's important to her, and she realizes the importance. And so we'll probably spend more time, you know, in what we call pre-production and pre-editing, you know, discussing with them once the day has happened, hey, we're going to base your story around this particular thing that, you know, happened during your day. And then there's other ones who, you know, really just leave it in our hands, and, you know, we can get started on it right away when we get back to the studio, you know, the next week or so, and, you know, they might get it back a little sooner. One thing I will bring up from a educational standpoint and also from a legal standpoint is, and you can probably appreciate this, and it has to do with the music. You know, I've heard you mention a couple times, oh, do they have input in terms of the music they use? Well, the reality in our business today is that if it's going to be played in the home, you know, you're pretty well, I hate to use generalities, but, you know, you're pretty good with any kind of music because it's in-home, and it sort of follows the old Sony law in-home use. However, if we're making a trailer or we're doing a same-day edit that's going to be played on the Internet, that's a whole can of worms. And so we have to use licensed music for that. At least we do as our company, because we don't want to get sued and we don't want the bride and groom to get sued. You know, I have a friend who, you know, did Tony Romo's wedding, you know, I don't know, it was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And ESPN had it on their website for a day and a half. And it got about 500,000 hits. It was one of the best wedding films I've ever seen.
Well,
except he used a song by Coldplay, and he didn't get their permission. And so Coldplay, you know, and the music licensing that is involved with Coldplay had a fit, and you know, he got sued. And so I don't know what the final result was, but, you know, you just never know once it goes on the Internet where it's going to end up. So we always make sure that the music we use is licensed. And the bride and groom need to realize that, you know, okay, if you want to have it on Facebook, it can't be Coldplay.
You know, gotcha.
Or something like that. So that's just the reality of today's mm-hmm. world.
Great. Well, in our last remaining moments here, we'd certainly like to thank you for being a great guest on the show. And if you'd like to get a hold of John, once again, be sure to visit the website, which is ChicagoCinematicWeddings.com. And the phone number there is 708-687-7788. You can email John directly, john@johnzale.com. And I hope you learned, all the listeners out there learned a lot about videography. And I know I have a lot of great insights from a little bit behind the scenes. What are some things to look for, different expectations, what some of the trends are. And all of the shows on our program, when we have over 30 programs now and now 20,000 listeners, is to really make give you guys some great insights, and from people like John, who can give you information from somebody who's been in the business a long time and can give you the information you need to know and how to get the best results for video, for photography, caterers, venues, everything like that for your wedding. And if you do need any great live music, we would love for you to consider us for your wedding. Our website, once again, is drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com. You can listen to all the shows on our program on the Wedding 101 website page. Through that same website, they are all archived by category. Go through that, share them, post them on your Facebook page, tell all your friends about the show. Thanks for being such a great guest, John.
Thanks, David, for having me.
And be sure to tune in to some other upcoming shows we'll be having in the next few weeks. We've got some great guests coming up. Thank you so much for listening, and I personally wish you all the best for your fantastic wedding. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.